Somebody was talking about Peter stepping over onto the water, stepping out of the ship onto the water. We know that story from the Gospels, that Jesus saw the boat in the midst of that terrible storm. And so Jesus walked on the water toward them. And he would have passed them by, but they saw him and they thought he was a ghost, and so he had to do something about that. And so he said, "Be not afraid, it is I." They recognized his voice. And then Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, help me to come out on the water. Come to you." I still haven't figured out why he said that. I'm sure there's something there. Maybe you can enlighten me. But somebody said that. Peter took one foot and put it over the side of the boat. And he pressed down a little bit. And I wasn't fully trusting the Lord yet. He was testing the waters. But then he finally came over onto the side of trust. And he put his full weight on the water. And now he was really trusting God. And we're sometimes like Peter. We put our foot over the edge of the boat, but we don't really push down. We don't really put our full weight. We still want to make sure one foot's in the boat just in case. I was talking to a fellow one time in prison. When I was down in Fredericksburg, Virginia, I visited a fellow, he ended up in prison. And I talked to him about the Lord, and I got together with him and another fellow that was in prison, and they let me have a little Bible study with him. And this fellow told me, he said, "You know, I don't really want to put my full trust in God, because if I get sent up to the state penitentiary, I might meet some guys that I'm going to have to defend myself. And so I'll trust him a little bit, but I'm not ready to put my full trust in him." Well, that's like the Apostle Paul when he was on that ship, the latter part of Acts. God made promise that he would spare their lives, but they had to put their full trust in him. And some fellas, they tried to lower a life raft and a lifeboat, sneak out of the ship. And the Apostle Paul said, "Unless these stay in the ship, we'll be lost." We have to put our full trust in God for this. And so they cut that lifeboat off, and it fell into the sea. And now they had nothing else, no one else to turn to, nothing else to try, but to just trust in the Lord. And that's what we need to do. God wants us to cut those lifeboats off and let them fall into the water. And say, "Lord, I have no one to trust but you. I'm not going to try to work it out myself. I'm not going to have a plan B, but I'm going to just trust you, Lord, with all my heart." There are things that take place in our life, that's the only way you're going to get through if you trust God with all your heart. And so that's why God calls us to do that. And he shows us the things that we put our trust in are not trustworthy at all. He's the only one that is really trustworthy, and he calls us to trust him fully. And so I want to learn to do that. And sometimes we don't start out that way. We're sort of like Peter, and sort of like those fellas with the lifeboats. And we don't really get very far that way. We attempt to trust the Lord, but we hold on to other things for safety. But when God brings us to the place where we finally cast everything aside and we cast ourselves wholly on Jesus, then we find that he's right there. Right there with the everlasting arms to hold us up and to bring us through. And then we say, "Why did it take me so long to trust him? Why did I waste so much time?" And so let's not waste any more time. Maybe you're in a situation and you want to trust the Lord, but you really haven't trusted him with all your heart. Let's ask God to do something about that tonight. "Lord, help me to cut away those lifeboats and these other things that I'm putting my trust in, and help me to trust you wholly." Yes. "They who trust him wholly," we sing, "yes, find him wholly true."
Thank you.
Praise God. God will give us grace to do that.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so I want to thank God tonight that we can worship him together again, and we can open our hearts to his wonderful presence, which is here among us. God's been doing so much for us in these days. I told Brother Eddie that the Lord helped him to lay a good foundation as they worshiped together the first week. I know that God came to you, and God's been building on that and continuing to bless us. His presence has been increasing in these days. I think we've all been conscious of that. I hope so. And here he is tonight again. And he said, "Oh, Jesus, the more I have you, the more I want you. The more you touch me, the more I long for that touch." And so I feel like that tonight, and I imagine you do too. And so let's drink in all that Jesus has for us. It's good to have our brother Eddie with us. I know he has something on his heart to share with us somewhere along the way. And there are others that perhaps are to testify, give God praise in some way. And you know, your time is getting short. Gotta go home soon. And I would feel terrible if I went home after being at camp for 2 weeks and never testified once of the goodness of Jesus. Wouldn't you feel terrible? Well, if you do, call me up and I'll try to comfort you. It's better if you just let God have his way. Praise God. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Praise God. So let's do that.
Hallelujah.
Let's give him the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel like giving God the glory.
Stand up in front of me, or the minister's going to lead out in a song, and that would just kill you, wouldn't it? It's really not that bad. But if we see you get up, we'll certainly acknowledge you and give you opportunity. And if someone stands up in front of you, just keep standing, and you can be next in line. Praise God. So don't let anything like that keep you down.
Thank you.
Praise God. We're so easily intimidated. You know, but to Jesus, he's so worthy and so precious, and so let's give him the glory tonight. Praise God.